You're listening.
Hit the button, bro.
All right, well, we're going
to the Forging Fury.
Forging Fury podcast.
Now we going live, baby. Hit the f***ing switch. Let's go. We're here to set some shit on fire. What's going on, sweet people? This is Coach Riley, and on today's episode of the Forging Fury podcast, and wow, does it feel good to say that again?
Man, it's been a long time.
I'm alongside my best friend, Michael Gray.
What up?
And we are just back, baby. We wanted to let you guys know what's going on and let you know that 2021 is our year.
Yes, because 2020 was not our year. I don't think it was anybody's year, actually.
2020 is the worst movie I've ever seen, and it keeps getting worse.
I know.
There's a lot of things that have just transpired and unfolded in the last 8-9 months that who could have saw that?
Yeah, and we just want to take some time to kind of get our feet wet again and just let you know what's been happening with us. I know we know that all of you have probably been suffering in one form or another through this, and we as a podcast have too, but yeah. We've missed being on the microphone. And
I know you guys are dying to hear from us, so we tried to knock the dust off the equipment, and we're going to do this thing.
We hope you're dying too, because if not, you're, you know.
Well, let's not say that we hope that they're dying.
Oh, that's true. Bad choice of words.
Let's hope that they're anticipating us returning back to the
sound
waves.
We are the breath
waves.
Of life in their,
we can bring them back.
Their COVID-saturated world.
It's such a wild place that we live in right now, Michael.
Well, what was the last episode we did? We did a couple here and there.
Kurt. Was Kurt our last one?
No, I think Jordan and Tracy, we did another COVID one at one point.
We almost became a COVID podcast. So let's make it very, very clear to everyone. We don't want to talk about COVID all the time.
No, we don't. We just know Jordan and Tracy, and we love them, and they do such a good job articulating and battling each other. That's what you liked, I think.
Yeah, we found the two smartest people we know that love to argue the most. And
they're married.
Yes, exactly. So it was a great opportunity to talk to those folks, and we really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I know we had Kurt Warner was in there. That was a great episode. I'm afraid a lot of people missed that.
Look, me and Michael were just talking about how many guests we want to have on in 2021, and there's some really good conversations that need to be had, and we're going to really have them.
Yeah, and so today is just going to be kind of a recap, just like I said, to get our feet wet and let you guys know how we're doing. An update. And then in 2021, we're going to really start hitting the ground running, hopefully regular releases, interviews, things like we've done before. So if you liked what we did before, we're going to continue that formula just better.
Yeah, we're back. Well, this update, I would just like to kick it off with – well, how selfish does that sound? Start out with
let's
about
talk
me.
About me. Let's talk about you. Yeah.
Well, I just think the last 9 months have been crazy for not only our gym, but, you know, a lot of people. So I've decided to kind of pivot with life and start the process of changing career. So it's been pretty cool.
Nice.
The last 4 months, I've been in an EMT course up at Australia Mountain Community College. And okay. And currently doing some hazmat stuff now. So I want to be a fireman one day. Just starting that process was huge and a really big decision that I've made.
And firemen are hot, so you got that going for you.
Well, it's hot as heck in my room right now. So, well, yeah, oh, dang. Yeah,
I mean attractive. But,
oh,
you know,
okay,
whatever.
Thanks, dude. I won't fish for any more compliments out of you. But it's been cool. Just the idea to be starting something new and learning something new is something that I love. I've realized that I love learning. I love learning new things and applying them. I love kind of just diving into something I'm unfamiliar with and love the kind of the process of learning and being able to apply that knowledge to something so physical like firefighting or being on an ambulance or something like that. It's been tenfold of what I thought it was going to be. It's been awesome.
Nice. So how much of the COVID lockdowns and all the stuff that happened in the beginning of this year played a role into you making that decision? Or was that something you already had in the back of your mind? Like, where did that desire come from and what prompted it or motivated it?
To be honest, if you would have asked me when I was 8 years old, 9 years old, what I wanted to be when I grew up, I told my grandparents I wanted to be a fireman. And they were like, where did that ever come from? They asked me when I was young, I was like, yeah, I want to be a fireman. And they were like, you've never said that. Where did that come from?
I think most boys at some point.
That's just because they just want to put fires out with hoses. But yeah, I mean, I love coaching and I hope to continue to coach. And it's my passion. But guess what? I can have multiple passions. That's okay. And I would love to continue throughout the whole process. But honestly, I need to make responsible decisions for my future. And I'm not saying coaching can't do that, but pension and benefits and a great schedule and just predictability and, you know, something a little bit more solid.
Those are important things because I don't have pension or benefits.
Well, to me, man, so, like it comes down to.
Maybe I should be a firefighter.
One day, and this is future tense, I want a family. I want a wife and I want some kids. And I feel that this decision will set me up better for those type of decisions.
Sure.
I'm projecting into the future, which is usually a bad thing for me. But
no, it's good. You're not much of a planner, so that your planning is a good thing.
Another thing that I really have dove into, and this is a great question for Michael because it's one of the interview questions that they'll ask me, is I think about my family history. My great-grandfather, Army, airborne, jumped out of planes. My dad, Ranger, was a high-speed special ops guy. It's in my blood to be service, like to be a public servant.
Those service guys, / adrenaline.
Yeah, well, those guys are heroes, and I aspire to be like my grandfather. I aspire to be the man that my dad is, and if this is just another avenue that I can explore to kind of try to fill those shoes, which is never going to be possible, I think. But yeah, I love the idea of helping people and serving people and being someone, the person people look to when stuff hits a fan.
Yeah,
I like that.
Cool,
because until this course, I didn't know what to do if something went wrong. And now I feel a little bit more comfortable in that position.
Cool. I think knowing you as well as I do, that this is a good fit for you too. It definitely seems right up your alley. And, you know, if I'm ever running a 5K and I die, I know that I'll get some mouth to mouth from you and you'll know what you're doing.
And I'm not using any face mask there. I'm going right to the kisser.
Nice.
Yes. It's been surprising to see all of the physicality of the job too. Those guys are in shape. Those guys are animals, and to train and to operate with all that gear on, it's amazing to watch and it's super respectful. And it's honestly, we've talked a lot of police people on here, police women. A shout out to Lisa Brockman.
That's right.
But the respect and the admiration for me has only started to grow for that kind of sector of our society now that you're really diving into it and really realize the things that they do for our community.
Right.
It's been a big eye opener of the time and the effort that they put in. I've come full circle there.
Good. I think that's a good thing. I definitely agree with you there. The first responders are a huge asset to our world, and I'm glad that you're going to be one of them.
Yeah.
Very soon.
I hope so. Fingers crossed, man.
I hope to never have to use you, though.
It's a process, and I'm very patient, and, you know, I'm on God's time. When nice. He wants me to have it, I'll have it, but I'll be patiently waiting. There was just a sermon that we listened to was it 2 weeks ago, Pastor Steve talked about?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, being patient and enjoying the, not enjoying, but what was it? The weight.
Enduring the weight.
Enduring the weight,
pretty
yes.
much, yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things to do in life.
Yeah.
But I think, too, I think I've said on a podcast before, like I look at life as rowing backwards through life. Like you can't just jump ahead and know where your next step's always going to be, but you can see how things as they pass you by connect. And I definitely think that you joining, you know, the fire preparation program, I don't know what they call that.
Yeah.
I think that you jumping into that is a direct result of what happened with COVID. And, you know, we had uncertainty with our gym at one point. The gym had to be shut down because Arizona closed gyms. And, you know, I think all of that, when you look back at it, you can see how everything's connecting. So I think it's great to see you moving forward with obviously a good connection and a good direction of where you want to go from here.
It's going to be exciting to see what happens next. I'm finishing up school here in the next couple of weeks and then going to continue school in January with the Fire 1, Fire 2 Academy at GCC. So I have a little bit of a break to get my brain back together, and then I'll get back to it in January.
And you're coaching full-time still?
Yes, full-time. Still, I feel like I'm back in real college. When I went to the University of South Carolina, I would go to class 8 to 1, pretty much the same schedule, and then coach from 3:30 to 8:30.
Nice.
Which is like, it's come full circle to do that all over again and thought I'd be done with it.
Right.
With that crazy, hectic schedule. But yeah, I get home and I'm real tired.
I'll bet.
My brain is just to a certain point where you're taking so much in that at the end of the day, it's like, okay, it's time to stop. Even if I have stuff to read or have stuff to take a quiz on, I'm like, I cannot do this right now. Sleep is going to be better than any other thing right now.
You seem like more of a morning guy than a late night guy.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people, and they're like, yeah, I stayed up till 3 a.m. studying. I'm like,
nope,
never. No.
Cause I'd rather get up at 5 a.m. and start studying.
I've set a 3 a.m. alarm clock a lot more lately than staying up till 3 a.m.
Right.
I don't see how that works, and for me, it's not effective.
Right.
To stay up late and kind of like push those hours, it doesn't return for me.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a different scenario, but with me, when Heidi and I first got married, I learned very quickly that if we had to get into an argument, we weren't the kind of people that did good with, you know, don't let the sun go down on your anger, because the more tired I get, the more ridiculous I get. So, like, we had to learn how to just be like, you know what, we're going to have to finish this conversation in the morning, Michael, because you're being a psycho. Because like, I just don't, my brain does not function like it's supposed to when I'm tired, so.
Yeah, I'm not.
So we decided to have three kids, and that's not helping.
I decided to become a fireman, so, which is a very sleep deprivation type job,
right?
Which should be really, really interesting to me.
So you got to use the sleep you have when you have it,
yeah,
as best you can.
It's been cool to listen to some of the stories of those guys and their sleep deprivation and mandatory overtimes and things like that. I'm like, I got to start training that now. I may just like wake myself up in the middle of the night and then go back to sleep.
Yeah.
It's a full-time gig, man.
Yeah, so we're also in a new place, oh, yeah. Which is your new place.
Oh, new place / podcast studio.
Actually moved up to V-Town.
Yeah, I'm out in Verado. Those West Valley boys.
Oh, man, it's nice up here. Huh?
I came up, man. Shout out to my old roommate, Aaron. He got married. Him and Farron got married, so congratulations to you two. Very grateful for letting me be the third wheel of the house for a long time.
Right. And then they kicked you out.
They're like, well, yeah, they got to get married, man. They got to be married, and I cannot be their third wheel forever. So, right. But yeah, they got married, and I moved out to Verado maybe about 3 or 4 months ago now. So it's been nice just rocking a little casita out here. These people definitely know Halloween decorations.
Right.
And I am excited about Christmas decorations around here.
You think it's going to be something big?
Oh, I've been walking the neighborhood. Like, I own the houses here, but I just kind of rent. And these people go in.
I have heard that Verado has quite the decorations. We drove up here last year just to watch Christmas decorations. I didn't know where to go with the family, but we could just turn down just about any street and see some pretty good lights.
It's amazing spirits out here. These people have a high holiday spirit.
Yeah, this community up here is
my
great.
Actual house that I lived in, or that I'm living in, they went all out. The inside, there was like a casket with a clown and a big blow up. Like, it was scary. Like, it wasn't like kind of like festive.
Like in this little courtyard area out here?
Oh, right here outside my door.
So people would walk up to the door.
Oh, yeah. And they had a big clown and a casket and a thing that would jump out at you. I was scared to live here. I told the lady that owns the house, I was like, look, I've been doing, you know, Halloween about 28 years, and I've never been more scared in my life than to, you know, go back to my house.
That's funny.
Yeah. Halloween was, Halloween. How was it with your kids at Halloween?
It was good. We moved also, which we can get into that at some point if you want to. But
yeah, it helped.
We were in a new neighborhood, and you know, I would say less than 50% of the houses were doing anything. Which that's one of the bummers I think about COVID, is it just makes fun things like that just non-existent for a lot of people. It always made me laugh that someone would put like a bag of Skittles into a sandwich bag Ziploc and then put them out on a table, and I'm like, well, you just handled that bag of Skittles a lot more by having to put it into the bag, and then you handled the bag. Like, why was that a better idea? Like, Skittles are already prepackaged. Just set them out. I don't know. So
my favorite thing about Halloween is Jimmy Kimmel's I ate all your Halloween candy last night. The parents will
mean. I hate that.
It is the best thing ever. The kids are always like, I hate you, Mom. You're going to get fat. Or they're like, it's okay, Mom. I love you. And you're just like, aw.
Yeah, those sweet kids are always fun to watch.
I say that because I don't know what kind of kid I'm going to have. Like, in the future.
You can have a sensitive one.
I hope my kid says, oh, Daddy, it's okay. You can have my candy. But in all reality, my kid will be like, I hate you. Yeah, Halloween is good, man. What kind of Halloween memories do you have, Michael Gray? Best childhood Halloween?
You know me. I like going to these haunted houses, right?
Oh, yeah. We did that again, too.
I don't know if we've ever talked about this in the past. So every Halloween, I turn into a 16-year-old boy again. Mm-hmm. I want to go to like the haunted houses that they have. I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah, and for some reasons, Utah loves Halloween. Like, it's bigger than Christmas, I would say. There are haunted houses everywhere, and I used to go to them, and I used to enjoy them. Probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe, they have one here in Arizona called 13th Floor. Shout out to 13th Floor.
Well, 13th Floor probably unfollowed you and blocked you on social media this past year.
Because I was a little too critical.
Yeah, you came down a little hard on them.
They earned it, man. They earned it good.
They probably blocked you, dude, to be honest. Knows?
So every year I like to go to this haunted house, and I love asking people to go with me. So every year I've tried to ask more and more people to go because I love seeing adults go. And what cracks me up the most is all the ladies will come and be like, oh yeah, I'd love to go to that. And all their husbands are like, nah, I don't want to. Like, they're too tough, but I know that they're just afraid to be scared in front of their wives or their girlfriends or whatever.
I was creeping around each corner like there was a bomb going off on the other side. I was scared every year.
So I got you to go last year for the first time, and that was a tough sell for you, but it was fun last year, right?
Oh, I was scared.
It's scary. It's fun. It's, you know, time to hang out with people.
Yeah.
This year, you know, they tried to pull it off. They had half the number of people.
I mean, bless their hearts for trying to pull that off, because people do love it, but they'd under-delivered. Well, like, what would you rather do? Would you rather them not have it at all?
No, I like them to have it, and, like, if they have half the show, make me pay half the price.
Okay.
The price went up, I think, from even last year. And yeah. I was like, you guys really stuck it to me for that. But,
yeah.
And I felt bad for the people that came for the first time.
Yeah,
because they're like, that
the
was
year before,
stupid.
It was legit. 13th Floor 2019.
Was fun, right?
Was wild.
So 2020, this is why I'm blocked, because I had a little bit of criticism.
Yeah, revisit it's Michael's better, post about 13th Floor.
It's better not to do it at all than to do it and be terrible.
Hey, in the words of Ron Swanson, when I do anything, I use my whole ass. I don't use half-ass anything.
I never got into that movie that much.
No, dude, it's Parks and Rec.
Oh, Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Well,
I was thinking
and that's
Ron
why
Burgundy.
A lot of more people just unfollowed you, blocked you because you don't know Parks and Rec.
I could do Office quotes, so.
Yeah, I don't like The Office. We've been through this.
All right, we'll just.
Well, Michael Stahl, our good friend Michael Stahl, has recently watched both shows, and he told me he preferred the Parks and Rec series over The Office. So
I'd love to get into it, but I
don't know enough.
I fall asleep too fast, so.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving was just this past weekend, yeah? Or yesterday? 2 days ago?
It was 2 days ago.
Okay, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
Great.
Yeah.
I went to a super spreader event at my wife's family's house.
As did everyone in the world.
Well, yeah.
If we let COVID break family tradition or just like family time, like what do we have left?
Well, we're fortunate we don't have a government that tried to break family time. Like that's the bigger issue is, you know, we had COVID in our family, and because of that, people missed this celebration. Not in my direct family, but in the people that would have come, we had about half as many as normal because people care about other people in their family. You don't have to make the government come in and say, you have to not go. Because I don't want to get my mother-in-law sick. Heidi doesn't want to get her mom sick.
I don't think anyone does.
Right. And, you know, it was fun. I mean, my wife's mom cooks so well, and it's delicious, and I had a lot of pumpkin pie.
Well, that's always a win. I stayed away from the desserts, but I went double plate, two rounds of the plate.
Nice.
But no desserts. Okay. I was proud of myself, but, you know.
Well, I ate your desserts, so that's
fine.
Well,
thanks, man. It was a good Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving really just, for me, it always reminds me of my family, like what I grew up doing for Thanksgiving, and my grandmother and my grandfather and my family down in Florida, like for that holiday sticks out for me. Christmas, not as much. New Year's, occasionally, but not Halloween. Thanksgiving is that family vibe holiday to me. And it takes me back, and I'm like, man, I'm getting old. Well, shout out to all the older and younger people that listen.
Because you're getting teary-eyed whenever you think
of
Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, just like nostalgic of like, I tell people my Thanksgiving memories, and like they were a while back. Like none of the strings or none of the things are connected anymore.
Right.
Like my grandmother's passed on, my grandfather's passed on, and to recollect and kind of put all of those memories together, it's really emotional for me.
Sure.
Because that holiday for me was like really with my dad's family. We would go like 3 or 4 days early, and the grandkids would make pies with our grandma. And then we'd go grocery shopping with my grandpa. Like, there was all these really, really cool traditions as a kid that were so important to me. And at the time, you don't think of anything of it. When you're a kid, you're like, okay, got to go to the grocery store with grandpa. This is crazy. This is ridiculous. But now I look back and I would do anything just to go back to that shopping trip or sure. that pie making or just fellowship with my family. Like, that's gone now.
Right.
So if you just have those memories and really have them now, enjoy those times, especially going into Christmas and the other holidays, you might hate your family, but love them anyways.
Them through the hate.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I think this Thanksgiving was, because of all that's gone on, just kind of solidifies the things you can be grateful for, because they were harder to come by, I think. As far as the good things to think about. But even during pandemics like this, there's still plenty to be thankful for.
I feel like of 2020, the things that really stuck out to me is enjoy what you have. Enjoy the relationships you have. Enjoy now.
Right.
Because we thought what used to be was going to be forever. We thought the way we operated a year and a half ago before all this, we thought that would be everything. For the rest of time, that's where you'd be. And to have this come to us and take away a lot of the things that we enjoy, even football's not hitting the same this year. It's
right.
Oh, football, I guess the Cardinals are playing again. Yeah. It's everything's not the same. I feel like everyone's had to reorganize the things that they find important.
Right.
They have well, I used to love watching this and now I can't. Well, I used to love going to the games and now I can't do that.
Right.
Their value system has maybe been flipped.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because things were put in jeopardy and they realized how valuable some things were.
Yeah.
So.
A hell of a lesson in 2020.
Yeah. So let's go back to, when we kind of stopped podcasting. Because I think it's important we kind of talk about that. Because we didn't just say, we're done with this. We don't, we don't care about the people who take time to listen. You and I both had different things going on in our lives. I mean, obviously we said before, the gym kind of had to shut down and you were debating what to do. I know you even talked about possibly going military or maybe traveling out of state and being a coach somewhere else. And my wife and I was fortunate to keep my job, but Heidi lost all of her income. So we didn't have any income. So I was always scrambling to find some side work. Before this whole thing happened, we had started on to buying a new house and we were debating whether or not we should just say, forget it, no new house. And if we had done that, some rich guy from California would probably be living in that house now.
It's a beautiful house.
Thank you. Californians have been moving here like crazy. But it was a hard time financially and just with uncertainty of everything was hard. And then right during that time, I think we did pause for the a George Floyd episode. All of that came to the surface and then there was riots and looting and protests and
the world was on fire, man.
The world was on fire. And we just didn't have the bandwidth, I think, to continue this. Not because we didn't love it. It was a time where we needed to focus, like we said just a little while ago, on the key things. And while I'm thankful for this podcast, there are some things above that line and that would be my family and, feeding my kids.
Yeah. So. Well, staying healthy, staying employed, staying on the move, for me, it came down to a position where I was either going to lose my job or figure something else out. So it was a pressing time there for a while with the shutdown and figuring out what was next. Cause I mean, we'll probably speak on this in other episodes, but there was a small chance that our gym was going to be closed.
Yeah.
There was a change.
I'd say bigger than a small chance. I think it was a 50-50.
It was actually a bit bigger than that, but there was a chance that Fury was going to close their doors and a lot of things have changed. We've changed ownership and things have been better now. And it was in my heart to stay there and to be with the people that I love here at Fury. And I had other opportunities. I won't be shy about that. I talked to a lot of different gyms and thank them for their time. But I felt such a sense of loyalty to this place. And there's so many good people that have helped me out and so many people that have reached out and supported me through everything and just wanted to be there for me.
Yeah.
So it would have to take something crazy for me to leave this place.
Sure.
And that's what it came down to. I had offers on the table, but Like, I felt so loyal and so tied into the community with CrossFit Fury, and I couldn't leave.
Right.
I felt like, I don't know, cue the scene at Wolf of Wall Street where he's like, I'm not going anywhere. He's like, when the crowd goes nuts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just couldn't do it, man. I love this place. I love the people. I tell everyone that I haven't worked a day at CrossFit Fury because I love it so much.
It's good.
I mean, even through this weekend, like, you know how many people texted me to say, hey, if you're not doing anything for Thanksgiving, my family will open their doors to you and have you at our house. Like, I mean, including you.
Yeah, you shut me down.
Well, yeah.
You missed some good pumpkin pie, I'm telling you.
Well, that, and it just says a lot about the people at our gym that they would even take the time to think about me or think about, you know, it's a different type of breed of person that goes to our gym. And I really hope that they hear this and hear that I'm super grateful and super thankful and love everybody that goes here.
Yeah. And we'll have to get into an episode about the changes at Fury and stuff. Yeah. You know, Peter took this opportunity to move on to some other things in life and ended up selling, but we were able to keep the doors open as Fury, you know, just using some members that kind of got into together and bought the place. And, you know, we're going strong now. And now that the world seems to be kind of healing on some level, or at least getting back to some degree of normalcy, you know, this is something we want to continue with you guys. And
yeah,
we thank you for being patient while we've been gone. I've had people time and time again be like, when are you guys going to start up the podcast?
Yeah,
and,
but low key, like, they wouldn't, like, I didn't even know this person was a listener of the podcast.
Right. Same.
And they were like, well, like, when are you guys releasing another episode? I'm like, wow, I didn't really know this many people listen. So yeah, we're super grateful, and like, we want to get the ball rolling on this 2021 year, because honestly, this is a labor of love for Michael and I. We enjoy having conversations. We enjoy telling people stories. We just honestly like hanging out and talking. So
yep.
the other day, I sent Michael just, you know, a random friend text. Was like, hey, man, I love you. Just, you know, thank you for being my friend. He's like, hey, you know what? We should start a podcast. So, yeah, that's what we're working with.
Turns out we already had one.
Yeah, we just had to, you know, knock the dust off a little bit.
Yeah. So what do you think people should look forward to in 2021 from us?
I think just an opportunity to tell different stories. I love hearing people's why. I love hearing people's stories of how they've kind of transformed their lives. I love hearing that. And there's never a story that I'm like, oh, I've heard that one before. Because everyone's story is so different, and what makes you who you are is all intertwined in that story.
Right.
And I love that.
Yeah, same here.
I love a redemption story.
So we're going to get some interviews going, and we definitely won't. Look, we know you guys all love Jordan Leonard. We probably won't be having him on for a little while unless it's about something not medical related.
I honestly love Jordan Leonard interviews, though.
Who doesn't, right?
Yeah, he's a nerd like us.
But we'll be focusing on interviews. And we have one other big thing coming up, and we were going to try to do this in November, but the COVID spike kind of happened, and it ended up not being something we could do. If you listened to the Kurt Warner podcast, and if you didn't, please go back and watch it. We should actually put it up online because we videoed it. Yeah. I don't know why we didn't put that online. Maybe we'll have to do that. But one of the things Kurt Warner and his wife Brenda are really invested in is a place called Treasure House. And we're going to do a workout.
Yeah, fundraiser.
A fundraising workout for Treasure House sometime in early 2021.
Yes.
And that's something we'd like for everybody to participate in. You don't have to be a Fury member. We're going to even make it available. Like, if you are a coach at another gym and just say, hey, for this day, here's the workout we have. If you want to donate some money toward this place. I was talking to the lady. I forget her name. Doggone it. Okay. Our contact at Treasure House. I was talking to her and she was saying, I'm not going to get these numbers perfectly right, but she was saying at the beginning of 2020, she was hoping to raise $1.5 million in funding for Treasure House. And by like this point of the year, she's only gotten to like $400,000. So they're hurting. A lot of places are hurting, but a lot of people are still have their jobs and can be giving to
people
want
to give.
Yeah. And this is an opportunity, we think, to help adults with, you know, special developmental or mental delays. Mm. Just kind of live a life of independence. So be on the lookout for that, the Treasure House WOD coming.
We want to give back. We want to give back to our community. We want to do good things in our environment to, you know, make a good ripple effect on what we're doing here. So
yeah,
we're always looking out for good things and helping good people.
Definitely. And hearing good stories for sure.
So you guys don't know Michael that well. He does. During all of this, he's been really busy with like political ads and, in this whole campaigning thing.
People are going to hate me now that you said that.
Why? You just fuel the machine. You don't like it.
There's not a person in America that likes political ads.
Well, some of them are awful. And we will tackle the elephant in the room.
Well, listen, before we tackle the elephant, you just need to know that I only make the political ads that people agree with. So whichever one you liked and you agreed with, that's the one I made.
Yeah, of course. Only your party, the one that you liked.
So that's part of the reason why my 2020 has sucked. It's been crazy.
Yeah, well, election years are like the Olympics, man. Every 4 years, we act like we care about it, and then we forget right in the next coming months. But there was an election.
Yes. This is the elephant we're going to talk about, huh?
What other elephant? Was there? How many elephants are in here?
Talk about one elephant, one donkey. Here yeah. We go.
Well, yeah, there was a election, sir.
I know. I remember that.
Well, let's just dive into it. Try to be as biased as possible. There was a lot of
try to be as biased?
Well, as unbiased. Okay. Whatever you see fit. But there was a lot of controversy.
There was a lot of polarization for sure. Yeah. Controversy.
Do you think that there was, hold on, as an overall, just general broad idea, do you think the system that we use as voters is acceptable? The current system we use? You don't think 2020 we should have better technology?
You're talking about the technology. You're not talking about like the, you know, the electoral college or anything.
No. I'm just talking about the physical act of voting and how so much BS has accumulated over this process because it is a archaic way of doing this.
Well, I think the technology is part of what's causing the problem now.
Yes. Right. It's awful.
So it's not that it's archaic. It's that it's,
well, it's just the way that they've done it forever. And that's why they're going to keep doing it.
Well, no, because like the technology, like the Dominion voting systems is a newer thing. Like these new systems are the ones that are causing
feeding votes into a machine. You don't think we're better than that in 2020?
What would you do though?
You have to,
millions of votes.
There's got to be
like
some
hand count everyone.
No, there's got to be some type of software or computer thing that we can. It's 2020, dude. You can buy a car on the internet and have it delivered to your home. So you're saying there's no type of technology that says, hey, I'm going to vote. It's a secure server. It's secure. There's no way, dude.
I just think
Elon Musk wants to go to Mars, bro, and we can't count votes the right way.
I think he should be into it. Like, I think someone who's not involved with the government should be in charge of voting.
Third party. Now we're talking. Because
government can't do anything right.
I feel like it's just tied in. It's too.
Here's what I will say about everything that's happening. Whether you believe there was voter fraud or not, the fact of the matter is if the election was swapped the other direction, the arguments would still be the same.
Yeah.
It would be, well, there's voter fraud and there's going to be disenfranchisement. There's always an excuse. And I think that if we don't get our act together soon, no one's going to believe in the process. And then every election from here on out is going to look like it's manipulated or, screwed around with or illegitimate.
The last thing that I want people to do is lose faith in democracy. Like our process, our country, our morals. Like people are starting to be like, this all is dumb. I don't want to participate anymore.
But we're a republic, so.
Well, you think.
We're not a democracy.
Well, people, we are a democracy.
We're not.
We're not?
No, we're a republic. Our votes.
People don't.
That's what the electoral college is. You make
it's
votes.
A republic.
We're a republic, yes.
Explain.
Oh, gosh. And we're losing everyone in 2020 with this.
But
so
we can cut this.
So we elect representatives to represent us in government,
which
right?
is a democracy.
So, well, yeah, yes, but the people that represent us are part of the republic side of what we are. Like we don't go and we have our congressmen that speak for us. We choose who our congressmen are and women, congressmen and women, and. And then they go and they vote on our behalf. So that's what a republic is. So it's not just like people always say, well, Hillary Clinton got she got the most votes out of everybody. Well, that would be a pure democracy, right? Whoever got the most votes wins.
So like the popular vote and then the actual.
Right. Because of that's why the Electoral College is in question because, well, we're a democracy. We shouldn't the popular vote win? Well, no, not in this system we have.
Well, that's silly.
Why is that silly?
Well, didn't the same thing happen 4 years ago?
What?
That didn't Hillary have the popular vote but not win the election?
Yes.
Yeah, we have an episode of this. We talked about this like a year and a half ago.
Right.
What actually happened this spring that episode? Was it like the primaries?
I don't remember.
But we did talk Donald Teasy.
You're the one that brings up all the hot topics. I like discussing hot topics, so I won't say no, but you're always the ones like, hey, tell me about this.
Well, it's like usually we talk about things that people don't want to talk about.
Right. And
secretly they listen in their car or in their headphones and they're like, oh yeah, Riley, I was wondering that too.
Right. And some people are secretly like, Michael, you're awesome. And some people are like, Michael, you suck.
I feel like everyone thinks
like Frank, the realtor, always thinks my opinions suck. Right.
Let's just be upfront and say we're both idiots.
I am an idiot. Yes.
And if you're listening to this for political advice, you're in the wrong podcast.
That's right.
So what else, you know, that happened.
That was huge. It's still happening. Unfortunately.
Is it though? It's happened already.
Yes, it kind of has.
At this point, is there any way that they could reverse what happened?
I've tried to actually, since the election's been over and my work has kind of dwindled down, I kind of am tuning it all out. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even care to know.
So I'm asking you to talk about work right now.
There's a big part of me that wants this just to be over and be like, dude, Biden's in, it's over. Like, I don't want to fight. I don't want to push. I don't want to do any of this anymore. I want it just to be done with. But at the same rate, I can't say that if there's legitimate fraud going on, like, we have to have clean elections. We have to.
Yeah.
And if Trump had won and Democrats were saying this, they'd be like, we want to count every vote, make sure every vote is counted for. So I can't say that I'm against making sure that's the case. I have no... I wish it was just decisive. That's my thing. I wish someone would have just clearly won without any sort of quibbles on what Georgia or Michigan or Arizona looked like.
Ew, wow.
That we went blue, that kills me a little bit.
Yeah, that's wild. They say it's because a lot of people are moving here from other states.
Because they're stupid. They leave California. Sorry, I'm not saying if you vote Democrat, you're stupid. But if you leave California because you think California sucks, but you vote the same people in
or like you
that
don't,
made California exactly, suck, you're then you're kind of stupid.
You're making California You're making California part two if you move to Arizona.
Right. That's what I don't get. So it's kind of like, you know, if I thought America sucked, and I'm like, dude, I'm going to go live in Canada. I'm not going to go to Canada and be like, you have to do these things that America used to do. I'm like, I left that place because it sucked.
Yeah. That's why Joe Rogan went to Texas.
See?
But
he's not even some, you know, huge conservative. He wasn't even a Trump supporter. I think he voted for Biden.
But no, he voted for the third party.
Did he vote for Kanye or just for...
No, it was like a lady.
Joe Jorgensen?
Yeah, he did. He openly said that.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, well, he took his show out to Austin and about 3.8 million people followed him there.
Good.
That, I made up that statistic, but a lot of people...
Probably more than that.
...went to Texas. And we've had an influx of people in our gym move here from other places. Be like, hey, I moved down here because I wanted my freedom back.
Right.
I was like, dang, that's wild. We got a new guy named Matt that comes to my 6 p.m. class. He lives out in Verado too. So
he and wants we have his the
same
back.
Yeah, and we have the same haircut. So nice. You know, we usually. Oh yeah, were we on the pod when I? Oh man,
when you cut your hair?
Yeah.
Well, that's the biggest news. We've been waiting. We're 40 minutes into this, and now we're finally getting to the good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have to rebrand all of our stickers.
Riley still has more hair than me, but significantly less than he used to have.
Yeah, cut it all off, man. I forgot about it. So much has happened.
I know, man. It's been terrible that
I haven't
had this outlet.
I've gotten mixed reviews of like, liked it, don't like it, but also people have all said, hey, never grow your hair long again. Which is like the worst compliment ever because
like, wow.
I had my hair long for 3.5 years and no one told me it looked like shit. So like I was like, you just were going to let me look ugly for that long?
You're just too nice of a guy. And, you know, people don't want to make you feel bad.
People didn't want to tell me. They'll just see my short hair and be like, oh, it looks so much better than the long hair.
I don't like your short hair because my wife said, I saw him and my heart kind of skipped a beat. I'm like... Say that again?
Well, you know what?
My heart was fluttering. I'm like, shut up.
We won't ask anyone else if that happened. Yeah.
For my own part, I like your haircut. I like it short.
Well, did you think I look like shit with long hair?
No, I didn't think so.
Well, I just, honestly, I've had long hair a couple times, 3 or 4 times, and it's just a switch. It's like, okay, I'm going to cut my hair today. I was able to donate it to people with alopecia, so that's cool. Yeah, it went off quickly a lot.
Do you think I have alopecia?
Well, we could have donated my hair to you, which would have been really cool, full circle.
I'm just jealous that I can't do anything with my hair. Like, I don't have that option. So sometimes I have a goatee, sometimes I have a beard.
Well, you can't have That's long boring. Hair and be in the fire service. So
oh, you can't?
You can't. So
why?
It had to go anyways.
You get singed off?
Well, it's got to fit in the mask. you got to have everything be able to be, you know, in a fire.
Oh, okay. So yeah. That's why you did it.
Well, kind of. And it was time to go anyways.
And the ladies.
And you know.
For my fans.
Yeah, not fans. I'm not tied to my hair as my identity. So people are like, oh my gosh, was it a big, hard decision? I was like, no, I just asked.
Just did it.
Yeah, I just kind of cut my hair. Yeah, now that everyone, we've got that elephant out of the room too. You know, I cut my hair. Everyone was dying to hear about that.
Finally, we got the final word on that.
Yeah. I don't get people, man. They're weird with their comments about people's hairs.
Yeah. And it's funny that they will tell you after the fact, right?
Yeah. It's such a weird thing. Like, you look so much better with short hair. I'm like, well, was I ugly before? Like, tell me what you really feel.
I saw you 2 weeks ago. You had a huge booger in your nose. You're like, you couldn't have told me then?
Oh, well, that was a nose ring too, and I took that out.
Oh, have you? Yeah, you don't have that anymore.
Huh? Yeah, I'm playing the game, man. Got to look the part.
See, I never understood nose rings because it would bug me. I just know it would. I couldn't have that in my nose.
Yeah, I mean, got plenty of pictures to show my kids that I was like once rebellious. You know, one day, I'm like, look at your dad. He looked like a homeless guy.
That's right.
Yeah. Your dad looked like he lived in
long hair.
Lived in Portland. And this is a picture of me being a general for Antifa.
Oh, geez.
Oh, sorry.
Talk about that. That's part of what's... I've honestly been battling depression over this whole quarantine thing.
A lot of people
if
have,
I'm being
man.
Honest. Like, I'm thankful for the things I have with my family and even getting a new house and still being able to afford that. But it's been rough, dude. I hate seeing the country being the way it is. I hate seeing... I mean, I was fine with people going down to the George Floyd protests and saying what they felt they needed to say. But then, you know, we talk about Lisa Brockman. I love that lady.
Her life was a living hell for a while.
It was. And just because she's a police officer, like, come on. Like, she's not shooting people for fun. Like, the way people react to things is so unmeasured, in my opinion. And maybe I'm just more of a measured guy, or maybe I like to think that I am, and I'm not really. But I don't just fly off the deep end on things. And I feel like as a country, we just flew off the deep end and we celebrated the people that flew off the farthest. We're like, woohoo, look how far he's flying.
Yeah.
So thankfully it didn't happen here in Arizona. You know, we didn't get too much chaos. I mean, I know there were some spots that did. And
yeah, we'll have to get Lisa back on here to talk about that.
We will. I also became a firearm owner.
Whoa, you got guns.
I did.
More than your right and left.
I've always, yeah, that's right. I've always been a Second Amendment supporter.
So you're just exercising your freedom.
But now I'm a Second Amendment exerciser.
Ooh, say it again.
Just because, here's the thing.
So you're packing
I've
heat?
Never,
you got it on you right now?
You'll never know, dude.
Oh, dang, dude. Stay
unless something
I like that. It gets wild in the broader
unless
streets.
Unless some clown pops up out of a coffin somewhere, and then I'll light
well,
that
dude,
thing up.
We keep it gully-gully out here in these broader streets, man.
That's
we
right.
keep it, you know, bang-bang.
Well, I've always said I didn't feel like I needed to own a firearm because I never felt unsafe. Mm-hmm. And I just realized with everything that's happened, like going from feeling safe to feeling unsafe is an instant now. Like that can happen fast. So I need to make sure that if I need to protect my wife and kids, I've got an option there. So
I want a gun. I'd own a gun. If that sounds weird saying that.
No. I don't see why you wouldn't. I mean, I'm trying to get Heidi to go out and go shooting with Lisa sometime so she can learn how to use
my 2021 goals. And this is shout out to anyone that listens to this podcast that's into hunting. I want to shoot an animal in 2021. I want to harvest organs and meat from an animal.
I want to eat a moose's eyeball.
That you can do that.
I know
you can, though. I think it's an elk. There's some animal you can just pop their eyeball off and eat it.
I've seen a guy do it with a moose.
Yeah. So
not live.
Yeah.
On,
I want to
TV.
Have some vital organs in my freezer. I want the kidneys. I want the dang liver. I want all that stuff.
All right.
I want a connection with my food. So it's been, speaking of food, it's been so crazy to be in this course with a population of people that aren't CrossFitters or even like, and I'm not going to say anything bad about these sweet people in my class, but
they like donuts.
They are different than me. And I've been able to kind of navigate those waters and talk to them about like, hey, what's this like? Or just be observant of what normal people are like. It's been a good exercise for me because we live in this bubble, especially me, that I live in this health space where I think everyone is in that mindset and super healthy and cares about this and that and the other. And to then be exposed to a new population that not always their top priority.
So you're saying people in these classes with you may not.
They may listen to this episode, so let's be nice.
Listen, I'm not trying to be. Look at me right now. I could take my shirt off and, you know, you wouldn't be able to distinguish me from a CrossFitter.
Yeah. You're in my house.
But it is interesting to go into something that's so demanding physically. Why wouldn't you be someone who wanted to be physically demanded? So
it is going to be an interesting. What?
But this may be a change for them. Maybe this will be like the time where they
make the change. That starts the fire, you know?
I mean, there's fat guys that go into basic training, right?
Yep.
And they come out looking pretty good, right? Because they have to do that. So
yes, it's been really cool to interact with other people unlike myself. So I have an echo chamber of friends. Like,
sure.
You know, we all like to work out. We all like to eat good. We all like to, you know, do things, physical activity. And then to be put in a new kind of biosphere of people that are come from all different walks of life.
Right. You even go back to Jared McCauley's episode. Jared McCauley
he's
going to
be a daddy, by the way. He's got a baby soon.
Congrats, dude.
Yeah, they made a baby.
But, I mean, even fighter pilots who are the congratulations on
Lily
that.
Lily and
finally.
Jared had sex. Wow.
But to be like the tip of the spear of our military, like those guys still battle with that. I mean, everybody battles with it. And, you know, cops could probably use.
Careful.
So here's the thing. We go back to the George Floyd thing. Everyone's saying you should be able to not shoot somebody. You got to be more fit. I think a police officer who's not able to handle himself with his body better is putting himself at risk and other people at risk. So I think most of the cops that I know are in great shape. And I think that would be a good thing for every
public servant.
Every
like
public
if you
servant.
Serve the public, there should be certain protocols that you have to meet.
It's interesting to me that if you're going into a field that's going to be demanding of you.
You can say whatever you want now. I have to censor myself.
Yeah, that's fine. That
they're going to bring it up at the interview table. So I listened to episode 53 of the Forging Fury podcast, and you said that all firemen have to be fit. Looks down the panel. How do you feel about that? I'm like, oh, God.
You're like, listen, Chief, just take another donut and take it easy.
No, please cut this. Do not put this on the episode.
I'm putting that on.
No. Everything that I say can and will be used in a court of law.
You didn't say anything. I said it. I will never be a firefighter, so.
Well, your friend.
I respect first responders immensely, and I'm not judging anybody because look at me.
You're a beautiful man.
I'm a lot of beautiful man.
Hey.
We'll have to talk about how quarantine has kind of put me back to square one again, which is
sounds like we got
sad.
Plenty to talk about. What else has happened, man? Let's get one more big major event. What else?
Jared McCauley had sex.
Well, that's amazing.
Oh wait, no, we already talked about that.
Yeah, he's my buddy. My sister's having a baby.
Yes.
Did we tell the
I don't
podcast
think.
Verse?
It's a girl,
I'm
going right?
to be an uncle. Yeah, River's coming here and. River is her name, not an actual river, in December, and I'm going to be uncle times two. I can't wait to go visit him in the new year. Yeah, I would go for the birth, but, you know, travel, and I can't even go in the hospital. Right. The protocols they put in hospitals, which...
Plus, it's
sense.
Your sister, so you won't want to see that anyway.
Either way, I wasn't going to be in the room, but I maybe want to be...
Oh, so not for the birth. Hospital. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't want to be there. I don't want to see that.
So your mom was supposed to come visit, but she didn't come.
Oh, yeah, she canceled on me. She hates me. It was just her birthday on Thanksgiving.
I would think she'd at least want to meet me.
Okay, we got to put a poll out there. Maybe we can chop this up and put it somewhere.
She doesn't like me either.
No.
Maybe she likes me less than you.
She hates all of us.
Okay.
She just turned 51. Happy birthday, Mama Kay.
Happy birthday.
But I went through this kind of scenario where I had to figure out what do I buy my mom for her birthday. I could have reached out to all of our listeners and maybe had them help us, but this is what I ended up getting her. I got her a Polaroid camera. Number one, they're coming back in style. Number two, I knew she'd know how to operate it. Like she's experienced the first wave of this technology, so it would be user-friendly of her. My mom is the person in Target talking on her iWatch like it's a walkie-talkie, so... The technology was very familiar for her.
Now I know why she's not coming to visit. You just make fun of her.
Well, I got her that.
Mrs. Gilbride, I will not make fun of you.
No, I will. Okay. And then secondly, I got her a Florida Gators blanket because old people love blankets.
Okay.
That's what I
so
got.
So you want a critique on that?
Well, I would just be like, well, what do you get your mom? Like, what do we get people for the holiday season? What do people want these days?
My mom's birthday was this past week, too, and I didn't get her anything because I'm a scumbag.
Wow.
That's why my mom doesn't come down to visit either.
Dixie.
Dix.
Wait, yes. What? What?
You shorten names,
oh,
right?
I don't think you shorten that one, buddy. I feel like that's not a one you shorten. You got to go full name on that
that's
one.
That's one I do. I don't know.
Good old Dix.
I think you, you're laughing at my mom, man.
Nah, man. She's a sweet lady. I met her.
Every time I pick up the phone, I'm like, hello, Dix.
Well, let's probably not do that.
All right. I think the gift you got her was fine. Okay. Did she complain about it?
She actually said she really loved it.
Well, then what are you doing?
Well, you
know. What are we talking about this for? Because you obviously scored a major hit.
I just wanted to rub it in that you didn't get your mom anything and you're a scumbag.
And I call her Dix.
Yes, we figured that out.
Great. I think you did a good choice. I'm looking forward to what you get me for Christmas. I hope it's not what I got last year.
Well, and this is another thing that needs to be talked about is I'm off social media.
That's true.
Yeah, let's dive into that a little bit.
I'm actually off social media as well.
Are we? Are we taking a social hiatus?
I haven't been on for several months now.
I haven't been off probably about a good 6 weeks now.
I've been on Twitter, though. That's
oh, that's a darker hole, dude.
I know. I haven't had Facebook for probably a year, and I don't miss that. I haven't had Twitter for several months, and I kind of miss that, but it's fine. I don't have to have anything.
I watched the Netflix documentary, The Social
Dilemma.
Yeah, Social Dilemma. Yeah. And I was on the fence about social. It wasn't really serving me in the right ways. And I just decided, especially with all the school stuff, I've been in the books a lot more. I was like, man, this is really not a good time for this. So I shut it down, deleted all the apps. And just to get the screen reports that I get on Sundays now are crazy. Like after the first week, I was like down 2.5 hours on my phone a day. 2.5 hours.
It's an easy way to kill time, right?
But, like, you know how much good you can do or bad you can do with 2.5 hours?
Right.
So it's been cool to do an audit on my time, mm-hmm. especially with all of this stuff that we're in. Like, a lot of people have just doubled down on the phone time.
Sure.
It's been so good for me. We've got future episodes that we're going to talk about a lot more stuff, but the last 4 or 5 months for me have been really huge. And mitigating things that lead me to dark waters and get myself in trouble
sure.
have been huge for me. And social is one of those things.
It's very similar for me, but rather than getting in trouble, like getting depressed because of the world happening around me, that's why I probably need to get rid of Twitter just because I'd rather not. Like, I want to be in the know, but I'm kind of like,
I want to be in the not know.
Right.
Like, social media for me, and it differs for everyone, but it's just like a pool of comparison, a pool of lust, a pool of just like comparing myself, like, and asking myself if, like, I felt insatiable at times of like nothing would ever fulfill this kind of thing that I had inside of me. And social was just slow roasting that,
right?
Like poking at it and making it worse. And it to take that out of my life has been huge. Like, I was talking to Michael Stahl about it, and I was like, I feel like I see better. Like, my vision is more clear. I know what I want. I know how to keep those things going. Like, and it's been huge.
Right.
I feel like I have taken glasses off, like social media glasses.
Yeah. And I think if anybody is thinking about doing that, even just taking a month fast from it or something, or a break from it, is always a good thing. But more often than not, I think you'll probably find you won't miss it too much.
No, and I've been good. The first week was a little weird. I'd grab my phone and kind of check it and go to the app and not have it.
Right.
But it's been very, very clearing of my vision and allows me to kind of keep the things that I want to keep in my life and reorder things that I find important.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you cut out, was it just Instagram or did you have
Instagram
Facebook
and
too?
Facebook. I mean, I wasn't really on Facebook, but Instagram was a big
deletion. Do you do any social media at all? Like, you don't, you're not on Twitter or anything?
Not
like
on
that.
Anything, man. I'm just on God's grace.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. That's what I want to get. I want to get off Twitter. That's the final thing.
But Twitter's wild because you can put anything on there. There's no
people are such jerks online.
People are nasty, like, on the internet.
Instagram doesn't have that nearly as much. Like, Instagram is just kind of a visual, fun, look how great my life is type thing. And that's where you can get into comparison. But Twitter's like, how can I be the biggest jerk with, you know, 140 characters or whatever the number is now? Like, that's what, that's part of what's depressing, is it's just amazing how nasty people can be to other people.
Yeah. For me, it was like, how could I ever see myself in a committed monogamous relationship if I'm always seeing what else is out there? That FOMO is real. Yep. Like, for me, it was, maybe we're giving away too much, but like, I could see, you know, things, objects, women, possessions that of like, why do I not have that? They have that. Why don't I have it?
Right.
And that would cause that kind of fire to burn inside of me of like, why don't I have the new Jordans? Or I just bought a new pair of Jordans. So this is
so obviously they didn't help you at all.
Well, yeah, we'll talk that later, but, that was a possible business opportunity. That's what I tell myself, but it just fueled that fire to of comparison and lust. And it's been good, man. I can't say how much it's done for me.
What?
So, take a break. Get off that thing, man.
It's good to do it now because you'll notice it too. Because when social media starts taking away from your kids and stuff, like that's kind of harsh. You know,
I'm kind of on the fence if I want to go back. Because I feel like such an addict in the way of like, I'll go right back to what I was doing beforehand.
Sure. That's so, always, you know, if you put yourself in a situation that in the past has led to something, you'll probably go down that path again.
Oh, it's a slippery, it's shoots and ladders in this game, man. I'm going to slip and fall down a couple of ladders.
So I will be manning the, you know, the Forging Fury Instagram page, I guess. I'll get back on for that.
Yeah, let's, well, we can maybe, maybe it can be a little methadone for me. Okay, probably I shouldn't get back on it.
But, yeah,
that's like hanging out with someone that you know does drugs. And you're like, oh, right. Look at them drugs.
He's still a good guy.
I'm off drugs too, so praise God.
Yeah,
yeah, man. So that's
mushrooms?
Good. No, none of that, Michael.
You're not off of that. I'm saying
no. I'm off all drugs.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Yeah, maybe we should cut that out too because I don't want anyone to possibly.
I'm
hear
cutting
this.
Nothing out of this episode,
dude. We have to.
This is 2020. We can't make anybody feel like something just went weird because it's been weird.
Well, it's really weird when like you never know who can hear this.
You don't mean drugs. You just
the internet is a permanent place.
Fine. So, am I cutting this out then?
No.
I can leave it in.
I mean, parts of it should we should.
You can be a drunk. They let people. Okay.
It's not. You don't know the
You're
game,
fine.
Brother.
You're fine.
You don't know the game, brother.
Who's going to come after you?
Anyone.
Like, check it out. Riley said he stopped drugs back in 2020. Don't let him have a job. Like, but he stopped doing drugs. And it wasn't hard stuff.
That
anyway.
Means he did drugs.
Right. Ooh. He was on Instagram.
That was the most powerful drug, let's be honest.
So I'm cutting nothing.
Yeah.
Giving the chief a donut, I'm not cutting that out.
You need to cut that part out. No. Cut that part out.
You're no fun. I thought 2021 would be more fun. But
no, we have to. Hey, when you get into the, they keep telling me, you give up all types of things to say when you are in this profession.
You're not in this profession.
Yet.
So it stays in?
No.
Come on.
Dude.
We have to wrap this up somehow. I think if we could just come to an agreement.
We're like, censoring ourselves in 2021.
We're not.
By choice.
We're not. So I would just like to, I will give you an opportunity to give a disclaimer at the end. How about that? So you can just disavow all the
none
things
the,
you've just
none
said.
None of the opinions had by Michael Gray reflects opinions of Riley Kilbride.
And some of the opinions of Riley Kilbride don't reflect himself either. So
I don't know, man. The look that Michael
you're,
just gave me.
You're so worried now.
But yeah, 2021 is going to be our year. We're going to be back at it. We're going to tell some stories, man, and we're just going to have a good time.
We're going to censor ourselves constantly.
We're going to let it's the government run our lives.
It's going to be 15-minute episodes.
The government's going to track us. Going to put little... Oh, we didn't talk about the dang... what is the little... what do they call it? The thing in your arm that they're going to give the virus.
The vaccine?
Yeah.
No, we're not talking about COVID. Who cares?
Okay, yeah, no COVID talk.
Are you going to get the vaccine?
Yeah, I want the government to trace me.
Are you talking about the microchip even?
Yeah, dude, Neuralink. Oh, link me up. But hey, somebody has to be the test dummy for this thing. I think I'm the
top dummy.
Yeah. You know what? What if it works great? What if it gives me like supersonic strength or wisdom?
Yeah. And then what if you go past the line they told you to go to and then they just shut your body down?
What if I grow a third arm?
Okay. It's time to wrap this show up, obviously. Yes.
Yeah, we love you guys. We're glad to be back talking with you folks, and we'll see a lot more of you in 2021.
We've missed you guys for sure, and we appreciate you sticking with us through this hour of insanity.
Yeah, it's been weird, but you know that's us. If you look up weird in the definition book, that's called a dictionary, you'll see Michael Gray and myself. We love you guys.
Bye.